I want to thank everyone for joining us this afternoon for this very important session. Today we're going to be dealing with a very timely subject, a subject with tremendous implications for the future of the Christian church in the 21st century. We will be looking at a fairly new and rapidly growing movement called the Emergent Church. Many people today are confused over what exactly this new movement called the Emergent Church is all about. In fact, there are still many Christians within the church today who have probably never even heard of the Emergent Church. But let me assure you, this is an urgent issue that all believers must become informed about. And why is this so urgent? Because as we will see today, the Emergent Church, which is growing and thriving here in America and literally around the world, is leading people away from biblical truth and orthodox Christian theology and into an entirely new type of spirituality, a spirituality based more on postmodern philosophy and postmodern values than on biblical truth and historic Christian orthodoxy. Today, my goal is to provide for you an overview of the Emergent Church. What is the Emergent Church and what is it promoting? To answer these questions, we must assess this new movement in light of God's revealed truth found in Scripture. God's Word tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:21 to test all things and to hold fast to what is good. And we must apply this biblical admonition even to those who come from within the church in the name of Jesus Christ. Is this movement really promoting genuine biblical Christianity, or is the Emergent Church promoting a new kind of Christianity, one that has failed to hold fast to what is good? These are the questions we will attempt to answer here today. Now, before we go any further in answering these questions, I'd like to first provide you with some brief background as to where this movement has come from. As I mentioned a moment ago, many people within the evangelical church today are confused over what exactly is the Emergent Church. And so, in order to properly understand the Emergent Church, it is important to recognize some of the factors that gave rise to it. Now, for the sake of time, I'm going to cover this territory very briefly. My resources out on our table go into this history and origins of the Emergent Church in much more depth. But the origins of the Emergent Church can be traced to three primary sources. First and most significantly, the Emergent Church is a response to the cultural movement or ethos known as postmodernism. Now, I don't have time to cover the intricacies of postmodernism here today, but essentially postmodernism is a backlash against the modern era and many of its ideals, values, and goals. I detail all of this in my CD album titled Answering the Postmodern Challenge. But this postmodern trend in our culture today has far-reaching implications and very serious implications for the church. And we're going to see this as we look at the postmodern Emergent Church here this afternoon. Secondly, the Emergent Church arose as a reactionary critique of the modern church and various modern-era church trends. In particular, evangelical church trends such as megachurches and the seeker-sensitive movement. The postmodern Emergent Church believes that traditional evangelical churches are, by and large, missing the boat in terms of the most effective means of reaching the postmodern world. And so, they are advocating a new kind of Christianity, which they believe will be more palatable to our postmodern culture. But the question is, what kind of Christianity are they reaching people with, and is it true biblical Christianity? Thirdly, and following closely on the heels of the last point, the Emergent Church finds its origins in a reactionary critique of traditional evangelical and fundamentalist theology. Not only are the methods of the modern era evangelical church off track, according to the Emergent Church, but so also is the theology that undergirds them. And today, the Emergent Church is calling into question virtually all of the doctrinal beliefs of traditional Protestantism and evangelicalism. Again, for the sake of promoting a Christianity that they believe will be more palatable to today's postmodern world. Now, in addition to recognizing some of the key points of origin, let me also briefly highlight a number of the more prominent leaders of this emergent church movement. The most well-known leader of the emergent church movement is a man by the name of Brian McLaren. He is one of the original founders of the movement and is recognized by most, both within and outside of the movement, as its primary spokesman. Most people will recognize Brian through his many popular books on the emergent church and postmodern philosophy, books such as A New Kind of Christian, A Generous Orthodoxy, and The Secret Message of Jesus. In addition to Brian McLaren, another prominent spokesman in the emergent church is a man named Tony Jones. Tony is the national coordinator for Emergent Village, which is the primary organization behind the global emergent church movement. Tony is a regular speaker on the emergent church circuit and is the author and editor of a number of popular books, books like Postmodern Youth Ministry, and most recently, An Emergent Manifesto of Hope. Now, in the past couple of years, another person who has gained widespread notoriety within the emergent church movement is a man by the name of Doug Padgett. Doug, who is a close personal friend of mine and was my youth pastor in high school, is today one of the inner circle members of the coordinating group for Emergent Village. Doug is also the pastor of Solomon's Porch Church here in Minneapolis, a church that has become a model for many other emergent churches around the world. Doug has also authored and edited a number of popular books on the emergent church, including Reimagining Spiritual Formation, and again with Tony Jones, An Emergent Manifesto of Hope. Another popular figure within the emergent church that many people recognize is a pastor by the name of Rob Bell. Bell pastors one of the largest and fastest growing emergent churches in the world, a church named Mars Hill Church, which is in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Most people will recognize Rob Bell through his very popular book, Velvet Elvis, or his video series, Pneuma Films, which are used in many evangelical churches across the country. Bell has also recently released a book titled Sex God, exploring the endless connections between sexuality and spirituality.